Tennessee Tech has always been a driver for the Upper Cumberland, but in recent years, leadership has taken a look at how the relationship might be different. Are there different ways that Tennessee Tech could serve as an economic driver for the Upper Cumberland? Today, we introduce you to the work of Rural Reimagined with Dr. Michael Akins, Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Dr. Michael Akins, thank you for being with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
How would you define Rural Reimagined?
Wow, that's a great question. So Rural Reimagined, I'll start with our tagline. So we seek to transform rural living through science, technology, innovation, and economic development. So basically, this is an idea where we can encourage all students and all faculty to work with our community to collaboratively identify issues that are persistent in rural areas. And, really utilize and leverage the strengths and assets of the entire university to, again, collaboratively examine and address those issues.
We would think, being homebodies as we are, that this is all about the Upper Cumberland, but you're really working with rural areas all across the state.
All across the state. So our lineage is, yes, we started out working in the Upper Cumberland. I also want to go on record by saying that the Upper Cumberland is and always will be our home. That's our primary service area. But last year, in July 1st, we actually received $1 million from the governor's budget for state appropriations. And what that allowed us to do is substantially expand outside of the Upper Cumberland. And so we've actually identified that there are about 76 rural counties in the state of Tennessee, and it's our goal to have some type of presence in all 76.
Are there commonalities among the 76?
I think yes and no. Every county is different. So there's a couple different ways to answer that. I think the commonalities, the similarities are, first and foremost, they're all rural, right? And I think that, really kind of the commonalities as well are that, none of the rural counties are doing anything wrong. They may just need a little bit more help because, they face issues with, lack of resources, lack of education, health, the list goes on. And that's really honestly kind of where the similarities end. There's the Appalachian Regional Commission defines the economic statuses of each county. So we work specifically in distressed and at-risk counties. We also work with transitional counties. And basically what that means to anybody that doesn't know already is the Appalachian Regional Commission is a federal agency, and they define the economic prosperity or lack thereof of every county in the United States. And in Tennessee, we've got 10 distressed, we've got about 32 at-risk counties, and then the rest that we work with are transitional. Now, the other two statuses are competitive and attainment. And there's only about six of those in the entire state. And those, of course, as coming at no surprise, are centered around the Nashville district.
But it's interesting to look at it from the standpoint of, we tend to just want to lump all rural counties together. But,
right.
Fayette County in West Tennessee is going to be much different from Pickett County here or McMinn County in the eastern part of the state.
That's absolutely correct. And by the way, I'm actually an original McMinn County
born
and bred.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay.
So good example there. But yeah, no, they are all extremely different. So we work a lot with Jackson and Clay County. This is a perfect example that, at one point in time, both Jackson and Clay were considered distressed. Now, Jackson has risen to at-risk status. Clay is still at distress. But, even then, both of them had the same economic statuses, and both of them are contiguous. They connect. They couldn't be any more different. They've got different political structures. They've got different resources. They've got different workforce, different businesses. Every county, regardless of what it is going to have a unique situation. And that's one of the great things about Rural Reimagined is that we can collaborate with the leadership, with the chambers, with the businesses, with the local organizations there, and really come to figure out what is it that the county wants us to work on, because this is not Tennessee Tech coming in and saying, "We're Tennessee Tech and we've got all the answers," because we don't. What we will do is we will work collaboratively together to figure out what do we want to work on, and then together we will help facilitate a solution.
We've talked about the rural part. Now let's spend a second on the reimagined part.
Sure.
Because I think that we all had the tendency, especially in the last 25 years, to say, okay, the answer to this, let's bring in industry.
Right.
There were meetings where we said, let's bring in industry. What we've realized, it's not that simple.
It is not that simple. And actually, that was Actually recently got my PhD, and that was one of the things that I actually talked about in my dissertation, is it's not that simple. You know, traditional views of economic development, so bringing in a big industry, bringing in workforce, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. However, the problem is that can take years to actually actually make an impact, to whether that be to start a business there, to relocate a business. It can take decades. So what we're really working on is reimagining is, working to build up our small businesses. So one of the great things about Rural Reimagined is we actually have, at this point, we've had several hundred student interns work directly with small businesses, and they provide what we call technical assistance. So maybe they need help with a website, or maybe they need help with social media, product photography. The list goes on and on and on. But what we're really doing is we're reimagining the way that the shape of economic development, and continuing on that thought. You know, just the way that we work with our students is completely reimagined. So, when you think of an internship, most people are going to think, okay, it's going to be during the summer. It's going to be for 3 months. They're going to make copies, get coffee, all that cliche stuff. What we actually did is we turned the modern internship on its head. And so what we do is we do project-based internships. So maybe a county needs a logo to help with tourism, or maybe a small business needs product photography. We identify a student, we send them in, they give them a few hours, maybe a couple weeks at most. And then they get their job done, they're out, and they're on to the next one. And that's really one of our secrets to success, and actually how we reimagine it, is that, over the past few years, we've been able to help 437 businesses just in the Upper Cumberland area. And we wouldn't have been able to do that unless we had this new reimagined way that we go out and help.
Michael Akins is with us. He is the Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Tennessee Tech, as we talk about Rural Reimagined. Michael Akins is our guest, and we're focused on the work of Rural Reimagined. So as you consider the modern university, sometimes it's easy to get in a bit of a silo where you're just focused on the research that you're doing at the university and you're teaching and those sorts of things. How much of this whole idea is that we have brain power on this Cookeville campus that can help communities that need it?
That's the whole idea. And, you've really hit it on the head. I mean, first, just starting at the university, we don't want to be siloed. So traditionally, engineers are going to do engineer things, nurses do nursing things. And in this Rural Reimagined effort, we get our students and our faculty to work together. So how can a nurse work with an engineer and work with a marketing student to collaboratively, do the research, or, provide the technical assistance, and then, specifically to your question, reaching out to, our rural communities to help, transform them, help reimagine them. It takes a team, just like with any other business or any other organization. We've got to utilize our collective skill sets in a manner that we can truly holistically examine and address those problems. And then ultimately, of course, like I keep saying, is it's all collaborative. We're working with the county mayors, the chambers of commerce, the leaders of that area, the business owners of that area, and we want to know, what are the challenges that you all are facing? And then based on that feedback and that information, we're able to come back into Tennessee Tech and say, okay, we're going to need to put, this major in place. We need to put this faculty in place. And that's really how it is really able to address on a statewide perspective.
Tech would seem to be uniquely qualified among the universities in the state, because, number one, you're in a rural community.
Correct.
So you understand at the root of that. But number two, the different disciplines that are on the Tech campus, I'm thinking specifically agriculture, I'm thinking of IT, I'm thinking of business and marketing, nursing. You've got different things that, I guess, education would be another.
Right.
That a lot of the problems center around.
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct about that. And, I'm really proud to say we've got 9 colleges on our campus. Every single college is fully engaged in this Rural Reimagined effort. And again, they work together. So they bring their unique skill sets. I mean, we're even having, cybersecurity. One thing that a lot of people don't realize or even think about, they'll think, well, that's a big city problem. Cybersecurity attacks only happen in Nashville. Couldn't be further from the truth. I'm actually working with a client right now who is dealing with a business that has been a victim of fraud. I mean, that's cybersecurity 101. And luckily, we have a cybersecurity center at Tech, and we've been able to connect them to them. And hopefully they'll be able to work through a little bit of a solution with them. But, you know, looking at agriculture, looking at education, I mean, that's so critical, you know, to the advancement of our rural areas. I mean, you look at, for example, again, working together, you know, agriculture, they're out in the fields, they're taking care of the farm, the farmers, the row crops and the animals, but there's direct linkages to computer science to it. I mean, we're looking at wireless power transfer on the field. We're looking at things of, you know, innovative ways of how we can track cattle, and that's just barely scratching the surface.
Michael, when you approach a county in the Upper Cumberland, they obviously know you.
Yeah, they do.
What's the challenge, or is there a challenge, in reaching out to a rural county in West Tennessee or in the northeast part of the state?
That's a great question. There's always going to be inherent challenges, but one of the things that we've been able to uniquely position ourselves with is we have partnerships across the state. So first and foremost, we work with the State Department of Tourist Development. We work hand in hand with the Department of Economic and Community Development, and they have agents and representatives across the state. So that really helps us to immerse ourselves into those communities. And then also, I think a lot of our reputation really precedes itself as well. And, you know, with sales, for example, 85% of all sales are word of mouth. Well, the exact same thing is inherent in what we do, whether we're going into a community. We actually were in Granger County last week doing a tourist brand for them. And, you know, to get in there, we utilized our connections with, you know, with tourism and ECD. But, you know, at the end of the day, what they're actually doing is they're seeing what we've done with other counties, and they're saying, I want that too. So, you know, word of mouth really spreads far and wide. So, for example, we were out in West Tennessee not too long ago, and one of the county mayors from the neighboring county saw what we were doing. Well, I got to get on this bandwagon too. If they're going to have a tourist brand, I need a tourist brand too. So, you know, there are challenges, but again, our reputation really kind of precedes itself, and along with our network.
I want to come back to that as we continue with Michael Akins. He is part of the team that leads Rural Reimagine from the Tennessee Tech campus to counties all across our state. Michael Akins is our guest. We were talking tourism just before we left, and you know, that's a good example of reimagined. And I think of particularly of Jackson County, and I know you've been very involved in that, because they really have done an excellent job of understanding that, again, our perception of what tourism is a little different in 2023. We understand that there are a lot of people out there who want real experiences.
Yes.
Who want off-the-beaten-path experiences. They're not looking for big museums. They're not looking for big hotels. They're looking for real. And Jackson County has said, hey, we've got the beauty of nature, and we got real experience.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, I think that, again, you've hit it on the head. I mean, people are looking for those real experiences. And what we really saw, you know, especially during the pandemic, now we've always had great experiences. Pandemic didn't change anything about that. But what we did see is people really had this renewed sense of, you know, getting back to nature, being able to, you know, to get away from other people, you know, but that tourist draw has not stopped. You know, and another thing that's interesting too is, you know, the State Department of Tourist Development, they have this saying that, you know, you want to stay where you play. So, you know, we've got people that are coming and visiting, and they're starting to relocate to Jackson County because, you know, in the Upper Cumberland, thanks to Twin Lakes, you know, 95% of our residents have access to at least 1 gig fiber, you know, high speed internet, and they can literally do business from anywhere in the world. I've got a client right now that they work every day remotely in California, but they live out in Jackson County and run their farm and have a higher quality of life, lower cost of living, and, you know, get to really enjoy the nature. But, you know, bringing it back to tourism, you know, obviously all these rural areas have a tourist draw, right? You know, they've got the scenery, they've got the nature, they've got, you know, local places to eat. But when we first started out doing tourism, a lot of people would say, well, why do you need to do this? They've already got those. But what they don't have the ability to do is really, you know, collectively bring it all into one place and then be able to, you know, promote themselves on a regional, a statewide, a nationwide, you know, manner. And what we do is we come in with our students, we work directly with the community, and we ask them, we say, what color represents your county? You know, what would be in a logo? What are the values that you want to convey? Because, you know, with branding, it's all about aligning, you know, your community's values with the type of people and the values of the people that want to come visit you. So we work with them. We have several workshops with them, and we gain all that feedback. And what we're actually doing is called qualitative research. So qualitative, of course, deals with, you know, everything that's not numbers, so feedback. So they tell us these things. We bring all of that information back. Our PhD students will go through and do a qualitative analysis, and then we come back to them and we say, okay, here's what you all are telling us. By and large, on average, you're saying our county is colored this, our, you know, our logo needs to look like that. And again, that's another really great way that, you know, that we've been able to have a lot of success. I mean, we've got 9 active tourism projects right now across the state, and every single one of them start with that qualitative process.
Yeah, we're just talking about tourism. There are other parts to this, obvious, but
of course,
are there times though that you have to be honest? Are there times where you have to say, you know what, I know you're proud of your county, but there's just not something here. It's not worth the investment of time and energy to think you're going to benefit.
We have not encountered that yet. That's, I mean, good. Sure, there may be an opportunity for that, or a chance that that happens, but 15 rural tourism projects in, we have not found that yet, because every county has something to offer. They've got assets, and it's really, and we saw it first with Jackson County. We saw it, you know, last week in Granger County, you know, especially with residents that live there all their life. You know, they may tend to think, well, there's not a whole lot here. We don't have very many restaurants. What Granger County was concerned about was, well, we don't have any hotels. Well, that's okay. You know, Jefferson County, which is just next door, or Hamblin County, they've got the hotels, and the tourist department will tell you, tourists don't know county lines. They know attractions, right? They know scenery.